Unit 1. The fun they had. Let's listen to the introduction. This story takes us to the world of the future, where computers will play a major role. Let the children talk freely about how they imagine the schools of the future that their own children might go to. You might want to explain the ideas of virtual reality and virtual classroom. You might want to explain the ideas of virtual reality and virtual classroom. The term virtual reality refers to a reality created by computer software, and a virtual classroom is not a real classroom, but one where learning is through computer software or the internet. The children may know what a robot is and be able to guess what a robotic teacher would be. In this unit, students are required to present their arguments in a debate. The following points could be explained before the task. A debate is a contest between two speakers or two groups of speakers to show skill and ability in arguing. A proposition, a question, or a problem is required for this purpose, which can be spoken for or against. To participate in a debate, one must prepare for it. So, one must prepare an outline of the main points in the order in which one is going to argue. The time limit is about 4 to 5 minutes. The speaker addresses the audience. Every topic or subject has its own vocabulary. These must be learned. The speaker addresses the chair, Mr. President or Madam, submits an argument, appeals for sympathetic understanding and support, questions the opponent's views, and concludes an argument. Now let us listen to chapter number 1, The Fun They Had, written by Isaac Asimov, from page number 5 to 14. Before you read, the story we shall read is set in the future, when books and schools, as we now know them, will perhaps not exist. How will children study then? The diagram says, the schools of the future would aid learning through computers, virtual classrooms, moving e-text, and a robotic teacher. In pairs, discuss three things that you like best about your school and three things about your school that you would like to change. Write them down. Have you ever read words on a television or computer screen? Can you imagine a time when all books will be on computers and there will be no books printed on paper? Would you like such books better? The fun they had. Paragraph 1. Margie even wrote about it that night in her diary. On the page headed 17 May 2157, she wrote, "Today Tommy found a real book." It was a very old book. Margie's grandfather once said that when he was a little boy, his grandfather had told him that there was a time when all stories were printed on paper. They turned the pages, which were yellow and crinkly, and it was awfully funny to read words that stood still instead of moving the way they were supposed to, on a screen, you know. And then, when they turned back to the page before, it had the same words on it that it had had when they read it the first time. "Gee," said Tommy, "what a waste. When you're through the book, you just throw it away, I guess." Our television screen must have had a million books on it, and it's good for plenty more. I wouldn't throw it away. "Same with mine," said Margie. She was 11 and hadn't seen as many telebooks as Tommy had. He was 13. She said, "Where did you find it?" "In my house," he pointed without looking, because he was busy reading, "in the attic." "What's it about?" "School." Margie was scornful. "School? What's there to write about school? I hate school." Margie always hated school, but now she hated it more than ever. The mechanical teacher had been giving her test after test in geography, and she had been doing worse and worse until her mother had shaken her head sorrowfully and sent for the county inspector. He was a round little man with a red face and a whole box of tools with dials and wires. He smiled at Margie and gave her an apple, then took the teacher apart. Margie had hoped he wouldn't know how to put it together again, but he knew how all right, and after an hour or so, there it was again, large and black and ugly, with a big screen on which all the lessons were shown and the questions were asked. That wasn't so bad. The part Margie hated most was the slot where she had to put homework and test papers. She always had to write them out in a punch code they made her learn when she was 6 years old. And the mechanical teacher calculated the marks in no time. The inspector had smiled after he was finished and patted Margie's head. He said to her mother, "It's not the little girl's fault, Mrs. Jones. I think the geography sector was geared a little too quick. Those things happen sometimes. I've slowed it up to an average 10-year level. Actually,